In our studios is Rice County Attorney John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing well.
Good. Thank you for coming in. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the Rice County Attorney's Office. And I want to start off with kind of a very disturbing story. Terry had this on the news earlier this week. It's about a man who's being charged with sexual assault. He's new to Minnesota in Rice County. And he has been charged with doing some very, very bad things. Where, from the standpoint of the county attorney, where is that case in the process?
It's really just at the initial stages.
Mm-hmm.
It's been charged out, so there's a complaint pending. He's had his first appearance in court, where the court set bail of, I think, $700,000 and $400,000 with conditions, he remains in jail. We're coming up on what's called a Rule 8 hearing, which is the next hearing. That'll be his first appearance with his lawyer, his assigned lawyer or private counsel, whatever he has, to start moving the process forward. And he'll get to decide, or he and his lawyer will get to decide if there's evidence they want to challenge at an omnibus hearing. If they want to argue that there's somehow not probable cause for the case, they would have the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we're just in the initial stages of that case, and we're working out on our end where we want to try and go in terms of sentencing. There's a statutory maximum of 30 years in prison for him, and we're looking to see where we can go with that case.
Now, he has been evidently convicted or admitted to sexual these crimes in North Carolina. He is a registered sex offender there. Is it legal for him to leave the state? Do you know what their laws are? Is he in Minnesota to begin with illegally?
It wouldn't be that he's here illegally. Whether or not he violated the registration requirements in North
mm-hmm.
Carolina is something for North Carolina to
okay.
deal with. And if he was moving here, they were actually staying in a hotel. It's not clear how long they were going to stay here or what was going on. So the registration part is something North Carolina would have to deal with. What we're dealing with are the crimes that occurred here in Rice
mm-hmm.
County. And to our knowledge, the conviction in North Carolina is a relatively minor
mm-hmm.
sex offense, and it's something that doesn't really translate well into our statutes. So we're trying to figure out how we can deal with that as part of our case. But it was a registration offense. He was required to register. He can register as homeless. He could have registered in the hotel. The question would have been, what triggers that requirement of registration? How long would he have had to be here to be required to register? And was he planning to stay here, or was he on his way back to North Carolina and just stopping through here? So I don't know if we've looked into that part of it, but we're mostly dealing with obviously the assaults on the young girls that occurred.
Hmm.
Criminal sexual conduct, and that's what we're focused on.
Yeah. Well, once again, John Fossum is with us. We're talking about a recent case that just happened down in Faribault. Rice County is charging this out, or will be, I guess. You already have. Now, $700,000 bail, a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm presuming at this point he's still being held in the Rice County jail. That he would he be a flight risk?
Well,
is that why it's so high? Is it because of prior convictions? Or?
Right. It's because of prior convictions, danger to public safety. And,
mm-hmm.
and here's a guy who doesn't have any real connections to the community. He was staying in a hotel. So obviously the concern would be if you let this guy out on just his promise to reappear, he'd just be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is, after all, from North Carolina, not from Rice County. And we need to deal with the serious conduct that occurred here in Rice County.
All right, let's move on. There's
yeah.
another case that's been making headlines, and that has had a lot of people with some very serious concerns, and that is the appearance of carfentanil in some of the drugs, the opioids, here in Rice County. Now, there have been a couple of arrests made in that case. Where are we at there?
Well, we have two people that have been charged with selling and one who's been charged with causing substantial bodily harm.
Mm-hmm.
As you recall, the police sent out a press release because we had three very serious overdoses in Northfield. And these three people had ingested these pills that looked like they looked like OxyContin or oxycodone, but they were actually laced with cocaine and carfentanil. And carfentanil is a very serious, dangerous drug. It's actually an elephant tranquilizer. And so even having contact with something equivalent to 2 grains of salt could kill you. I mean, it's a tiny amount of it is just dangerous. And these people consumed this not knowing what it was and had overdoses. There were several doses of naloxone, Narcan, used to bring them back, save their lives. And luckily for us and for them, they didn't die. But we were able to find this Tarka, who we believe is the mm-hmm. guy who sold them the drugs in the first place. And so Mr. Tarka has been charged with causing substantial bodily harm by selling drugs that caused these overdoses or great bodily harm by selling the drugs that caused the overdoses. And his friend, Mr. Breckestran, was helping him make deliveries. And so he's been charged with sales as well.
Now, when you charge those, I'm presuming that these two did not know that there was carfentanil in that. Are there additional charges? Do they get charged extra for, like, attempted murder for having that drug that they didn't really know was in there? Or at least I'm sure they would make that case if that is the if that would be charged against them. What does the law sit on that?
Well, we haven't charged murder or attempted murder or mm-hmm. attempted manslaughter or anything like that. What we have charged is a crime that's called causing great bodily harm by selling drugs. So this mm-hmm. is a much more specific idea. So you've got the drugs that you know or you know, you're selling these drugs that cause substantial bodily harm or great mm-hmm. bodily harm. And because you're selling these drugs, you can be responsible for the harm that's caused. And so it's a much more specific thing. I don't know. I don't want to get into the details of this specific
sure.
case because
mm-hmm.
Than what's in the complaint.
Sure. Is that a new law that has been you know, we've had this opioid crisis over the course of the last 10, 15 years. Are some of the laws that they have developed since that time, are those being in working now? And
well, this statute has actually been on the books for some time.
Okay.
We've never charged it before that I'm aware of, and frankly, I haven't seen it before used. But when we were talking about what we could use to deal with the fact that three people nearly died because of these drugs, my drugs prosecutor and I read through the statute book, and we pulled out these statutes and decided that this fit pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it accurately describes the conduct. These are presumptive commit to prison offenses, and so we'll be pursuing that as a reason for to deal with the fact that he was selling something that, well, I think we believe at this time that it was he knew it was something on there, but I can't get into the real details of the
sure.
investigation, and we want to leave that for the trial.
Sure. You have but with that, you mentioned you hadn't seen that used, that particular charge used before, but I would imagine there is, if they are found guilty, sentencing guidelines for that, and what would that be?
It's similar to criminal vehicular homicide
okay.
in terms of a crime, and so for someone with no criminal history, it would be 4 years in prison would be the presumptive sentence. So that's what we're looking at is something that requires a prison sentence, whereas the crime for selling the drugs themselves wouldn't automatically send somebody to prison. But we think that this conduct, mm-hmm. this selling these terribly dangerous drugs is something that would a prison sentence would probably be appropriate.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and you think of those drugs. I mean, where do you get your hands on that? Do those come from, you know, somewhere in Central America? Do those come from Russia? Is it something they're doing? Any clue? I'm sure you haven't traced all this stuff, but I'm just curious.
Well, carfentanil itself is often produced in labs in China and tends to be imported and dealt with.
Okay.
And so people find these sources of these drugs, and we're still pursuing the supply chain on this.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. One other case, individual case, I wanted to check in with you about. And that's the case of, I'm trying to think of the guy's first name, is Washington. He is accused of, a couple of months back, of doing some really awful things as well. What is the latest on that? Do you know the case I'm referring to?
Yes, Antonio Washington.
Antonio Washington.
We have some drug charges. We have some violations of no contact orders and harassment orders, and we also have a kidnapping case from last December, and that's set for trial coming up in a couple of weeks.
All right,
and we'll be pursuing that case to trial, I think, and we also have a first degree drug case, which is really our top case against him, and that's somewhere between 10 and 20 years to prison in prison if we get a conviction on that one.
All right. He again was out of state originally, wasn't he? From Chicago, I want to say? Or
he was from Chicago.
I had connections there.
He's picked up some offenses from elsewhere. There's convictions, I think, from Iowa and other things that we're looking at. But, he's managed to rack up quite a few offenses here in Rice County in the short time that he's been here.
Wow. All right. John, is there anything else you'd like to bring up while we have you here?
You know, Terry and I were talking off air that we've got the Benefit for Believe It coming up in April 13th, so I hope to see you there.
All right. April 13th, got it on the calendar.
See you at the Grand.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That is John Fossum, once again, Rice County Attorney, joins us monthly here on 95.1 The Wad.